This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
The Glass Heart String Choir. And I keep saying that because that's an amazing name. I'm going to talk to you about it right now.
Previous name, The Thoughts, which, as we say it, we realized we had to spell it often because people weren't sure what we were saying. Everybody else. We realized the name didn't really tell you anything about who we were and what to expect from hearing us. I believe someone described it as a nothing burger of a name. She's had kids. That's really where the String Choir comes from, in really wanting to have something that buoys the emotion and the story that is being told in the lyrics.
Usually when we ask people about, oh, we just made it up over a beer.
All right, I saw a spider in a bucket.
Yeah, that was that one. Now, just as we wrap up, we just mentioned that Kate has now got a harp blister. She's telling us our harp is more rock and roll than people suspect.
And we need to clean some blood off the floor.
There's blood on the carpet.
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's another lovely Saturday afternoon, if that rain holds off. And you're with Cole. And normally it'd be Stu and I, but Stu is out there. At some more touch, he's always at touches, our Stu, and I think they've made the final as normal, so that's why he's not here. So it's just me hanging you with me this afternoon, and hopefully I can entertain you and keep you excited with some new ideas or some old ideas that have been rehashed, which is probably more my scene, Stu would say. And you were just listening to a little excerpt from our interview with the Glass Heart String Choir. And they have been in New Zealand for the last month and a half or so, touring around both the South Island and the North Island. And if you're lucky enough, you may have bumped into them or got along to see them play live. If you haven't, I think you've still got time because they're playing, if it's not this weekend, it'll be next weekend, I think, if I haven't got my weekends mixed up, at the Christchurch Folk Club. So you can just check them out on Facebook, the Glass Heart String Choir, and they are a fantastic pair from Seattle in Washington. And while you're doing the Facebook checking out, you could probably just have a look at the Expanding Horizons Facebook page, and Stu has been keeping that updated with all of the artists that we've got coming on, and we have a range of really good artists coming on over the next couple of weeks. Stu also makes sure that there's links to all our current shows. And if you are looking to listen to some of our more recent shows, then you could go to Expanding Horizons. Just look up plainsfm.org.nz, and in the podcasts or the shows, you can look up Expanding Horizons and they're on there. Stu puts them in a range of other places as well around the internet, so that there is always something for people to have a listen to. And if you were listening last week, or you missed last week, you'll know that Stu and I were talking a lot about community. We were playing some songs about community. And I think that at this time of the year, people's thoughts often turn to community. And we had some fantastic music from around the world that was talking about all manner of community-related issues. And we were talking a little bit last week, Stu and I, about Culture Galore, which was going on, going to happen, and it is happening right now down in Maidstone Road there at Ray Blank Park. And I've just been down there. It started at 12. It runs till 4. You've still got an hour to get on down. There is an enormous stage, and there is a variety of amazing performers on that stage from all the different communities that make up Christchurch. And there is a huge food area. As always in these situations, the food area is the one that gets all the attention. There's lots of people queuing up for some amazing food. Fresh, great prices. I mean, you can really go down there and go to town and travel the culinary world without actually having to leave Christchurch. And also, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. I mean, a lot of people travel all over the world to go and eat and see some amazing things, but you can just do it all at Ray Blank Park down there in Maidstone Road in Ilam. And while you're down there, why don't you get along to the Plains FM van, because I know that Laura is down there and she is running a little competition, and every child's a winner, as they say, and there's some fantastic prizes. You can collect a Plains FM t-shirt. However, if you're my size, there will not be one to fit you. So you have to be willing to wear it as a big bath towel or a bed sheet, or maybe just under layers and layers, over the top of layers and layers of clothing. But anyway, get down there, see Laura, and say hello, and enter the competition. Also, just take a seat and watch the wonderful shows that are going on, the displays. So today, I'm going to be playing a range of new or newish music, hopefully, from a range of New Zealand or New Zealand-related artists. So we've got a few that have just come out in the last week. We've got a few that come out some time ago, but I think that they're all excellent and pertinent and people might enjoy them. So I'm going to kick off with the first one. This is the Spectre Collective, and this is their track Bohemian Groove. And you are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Horizons on Plains FM.
She's a hurricane, and consciously took all my pain away. And when she spoke to me under the autumn tree, waves of sunshine soothed me. Waves of sunshine hit me. She moves a million ways that I don't understand, and speaks a thousand tongues that I can't comprehend. And I can't believe she wants to make me the moon and the night. She makes me feel like I'm the realest thing. It's no lie, she takes me higher in the sky. Higher. As autumn closes up its doors, and winter comes in like a storm. No, no. She's got no trouble tying a guide rope around the sunshine. Sunshine. You'll see she moves a million ways that I don't understand, and speaks a thousand tongues that I can't comprehend. And I can't believe she wants to make me the moon and the night. She makes me feel like I'm the realest thing. It's no lie, she takes me higher than the sky. Higher than the sky.
Horizons, quality assured and content approved by Lexia.
That's right, and I'm sure Lexia would approve of such a sunny and bright and summery groove as that one, just from Jamie Blair. That was Jamie Blair with Higher Than the Sky, and I was listening to that thinking, that belongs in a festival in a field somewhere. I could just imagine a whole load of people just grooving away and dancing to that on a bright sunny day and having a nice relaxing time. That was a fantastically great catchy song. So Higher Than the Sky, Jamie Blair, J-A-M-I. And before that, we had the Spectra Collective with their track Bohemian Groove. And when I was listening to that right at the very start, I thought to myself, geez, I'm going to hear Leilani by the Hoodoo Gurus off of their first album, Stone Age Romeos. And I suddenly had this huge flashback to the first time I ever heard the Hoodoo Gurus way back. So people probably know the Hoodoo Gurus as a really popular band of the 80s and 90s out of Australia, and they came straight out of the kind of early 80s psychedelic rock revival that happened in Australia. I'm not sure if it happened in many other parts of the world, but it definitely happened in Australia. And there was just a couple of labels that were pumping out some amazing bands like the Moffs and the Triffids, and the Hoodoo Gurus were one of them. And after their first, Stone Age Romeos for me was probably the best of their albums, and it just epitomised everything that was fantastic about great songwriting, super catchy, an amazing album cover, and they were great. And then I guess that when the second album, Mars Needs Guitars, came out, I'm not sure if they ever did it for me really, and I just kind of, they had a big hit in like Whale Wipe Out that was on it, and I think I played that album once and never played it again, but that's not reflective of how good the Hoodoo Gurus are. And they went on to become a mainstream rock act in Australia, and they were really popular, and they did all that stuff that rock acts do, right? They played at grand finals for, you know, grand finals for sporting teams and this kind of thing. But I'll always go back and remember Leilani and their song Tojo, and probably My Girl, which is, we've played here before on Expanding Horizons, which was, you know, in the video, they had a greyhound called My Girl. And but they used to wear those paisley shirts, and they had those really big hair, and it was just psychedelia rock all over. So it was fantastic. So I was listening to that, and then I was thinking, yeah, that's Leilani all over. So I don't know how Stu's doing, but they've made the final out there. It's 3 o'clock, a 3 o'clock start, tap off, so they'd be nearly 20 minutes into it. And I'm going to stop talking to you about old albums from the early 80s when I was just a young lad and play something new that's out. And this is by Jonathan Bree. Now, if I've got this correctly, he's from Tamati Makaurau, and this features the artist Princess Chelsea, and this song is called Kiss My Lips. And you're listening to Expanding Horizons, and you're on Plains FM 96.9. Another day.
We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
Stay true again.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM.
That's right, you can expand your horizons on Plains FM 96.9, and hopefully I'm expanding your horizons today with some new music out of New Zealand or New Zealand-related artists anyway. And you're just listening to Kate Owen with her track Lover, and before that we had Jonathan Bree with his track Kiss My Lips featuring Princess Chelsea, and I must say, a dream synth pop track that was, that Jonathan Bree one. And I was thinking to myself about Lisa Crawley and how she could have easily done the vocals there for Prince alongside Princess Chelsea, because it was that kind of beautiful clear vocal, and it was, yeah, lovely way to drift along on a summer's afternoon. And I was also thinking to myself while the music was playing about how so many acts are coming to tour New Zealand at the moment and coming down to Christchurch, and there's not really many excuses for people to not get out and see some fantastic live music, whether it be a national band or a local artist or even an international touring act. And I know that in recent times, in the last week or so, we've had two very big artists that have been in, one in the South Island and one with Elton John, who's been down in Dunedin, but and also Queen and Elton John up in the North Island. But if you didn't want to go that, you know, stand in a, you know, or sit down in a, in an auditorium with so many people, and you wanted to see some fantastic live artists in your backyard, this week, Tuesday and Thursday, we've got the much vaulted and celebrated Stiff Little Fingers straight out of Northern Ireland. One of the great punk bands of the second generation of punk bands that came out of Britain in the late 70s and straight out of Belfast. And they'll be there playing over, now, I think it was at the Foundry, but there's a new auditorium over there, which name escapes me, over there at the university campus. Possibly you can still get tickets. I think last time they sold out. And they've been frequent visitors to our shores in the last few years, Stiff Little Fingers. And if you want to hear some Jake Burns cheese grater vocals over some fantastic fast riffing guitar, they, you can just sing along, dance along, jump along, pogo along, whatever you like, to some brilliant music. And that's the Stiff Little Fingers. And 40 years or so after they brought out Inflammable Material, which has to be one of the best debut punk albums of all time, still stands. It still stands up, and they still bring it every single night. And it's interesting because people talk about going to see fantastic shows, and they love seeing like these live shows. And I'm not really sure what people use as a criteria for what is a fantastic show. But the Stiff Little Fingers, I think, with regardless of your criteria, they will do the job for you. And that is Tuesday night. And then this Thursday, in the same week, you can go along to the Space Academy there in St. Asaph Street, which is opposite the Dark Room, which is another fantastic venue for seeing live bands. If you want to see local or national live bands, and sometimes they have international bands there as well, you can get along to the Dark Room, which is a really good little venue. And just keep your eyes out for who's playing there. But this Thursday night at the Space Academy, 1 year after they were here the last time, is the excellent US band The Schizophonics. Now, if you like garage rock and you like bands that, you know, tip their hat to the fantastic MC5, you will not see a more vibrant and energetic stage show than the trio that are The Schizophonics. I mean, last time the lead singer was, I don't know his name, but he was left and right and rolling, jumping off the stage and back rolling and out in the front of the crowd, and that was on the first song. And then they just did that for another hour, and he was amazing. The fact that he had danced in the front row to The Best Bets, which is a Christchurch band, for the whole of their set leading up to it as the warm-up band, we'll just go to show you how much energy the Schizophonics have. And if you want to really test out and see how amazing they are, you can just get onto YouTube. And there's footage of them playing in K Road, and they were really scaring people who walked by because they are one amazing power pop trio. So that's the Schizophonics. You can get those tickets at your normal kind of outlets. Under the Radar will have them. That's Thursday night at the Space Academy. And Tuesday night, you can see the Stiff Little Fingers. Someone else who's touring later on this year is Finn Andrews, and he is a regular visitor to our shores. He was only here last year playing at the piano when he released his new album, his solo album. You'll know Finn Andrews as probably the lead singer-songwriter of the great Kiwi band The Vales. And he's back again playing down in Woolston, at the Tannery at Blue Smoke, and you can go along there. And he has a band with him as well, and he'll be doing all the stuff off of his last year's album, which was amazing, piano-driven. And I'm just going to play a track now from that, and it's called One Piece at a Time. So this is Finn Andrews, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
We stand here hopeless and battered, carelessly led astray.
little comfort what dies by the lightning is reborn in the rain. Go tell it all to the morning. There's no need to ask twice. Love without hesitation. Love with all your might. Though the horrors of the deep can't compete with your crimes, this own world will forgive you one piece at a time. Bees making no honey since the queen fled the hive. You gotta deal with the traumas of time if you wanna survive. Now the night is unraveling and we're halfway to Mars. There's no shortage of brutish ambition in this furnace of stars. Though at times it feels helpless, it's at moments sublime. This world will forgive you one piece at a time. Can't compete with your crimes. This old world will forgive you. It won't ever leave you. This world will forgive you. One piece at a time.
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Time left, I never Expanding Horizons.
Oh, you're right. And you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. And we're listening to some music from some recent releases, and that wasn't a recent release at all. People will be saying, Colin, we know that's not a recent release because that is so old. But that's okay because it tied into the one I played at the start. The one I played at the start there, of those pair, was One Piece at a Time from Finn Andrews. And Finn Andrews, of course, is coming out in about May, I think it is, if my memory serves me correctly. And he will be playing at Blue Smoke down there at the Tannery in Wollstone. Should get along, and because that One Piece at a Time was from his solo album, which he brought out last year, and the track that you just heard was the Vales, which is the band that he normally plays in, and The Tide That Left and Never Came Back, and a more classic track I've possibly have never heard. And so the last time that I saw the Vales play, which I believe was the last time the Vales were in town together as a group, and not just Finn on his own, was down there at Blue Smoke. And he did an amazing set. I mean, the Vales were fantastic. And then the band left the stage, and then Finn came back on his own. And he was telling the story about when he lived in New Zealand, and, of course, his father, as people will know, probably was the drummer or one of the drummers of the British band XTC. And when they returned back to Britain at 16, Finn Andrews wrote that song. And I hear a lot of people talk about amazing songwriters, New Zealand young songwriters, and I think to myself often, if I hear a young songwriter who writes a track better than that, I will be surprised, because that is a timeless piece of music. And off the Vales' first album, and they have some terrific stuff. So if you ever get the chance to see the Vales, listen to Cole, because go and see them. They are amazing. They are such an amazing act. Now, talking of, they're coming. And also, I didn't want to do this whole list of bands that are coming, but later on in April, Lark and Poe are coming, and we've talked, Stu and I, about Lark and Poe, and they will be playing at the Town Hall. So you could get along and see them. They're terrific as well. And, of course, just before Finn Andrews comes, in the very same week, or in the day before, I believe, if I'm correct, is Patti Smith is coming. That's right. The fantastic Patti Smith is coming to Christchurch, and she will bring her full band, and it will be an amazing experience if you manage to get a ticket to see Patti. And, right, so I'm going to play some more songs, because people don't want to hear me banging on about bands that are coming or whatever. So this next one is called Swan Song, and it's by a band called the Pleasure Magenta, which I think is a fantastic name. And we've played some bands with terrific names today, including the Spectra Collective. So this is the Pleasure Magenta, and this is their track Swan Song. And you are listening to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Thank you.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. Ingrid and the Ministers. Here she comes.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
That's right, you are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. And you're with Cole today because Stu's not here. Stu's out there in Belfast. And not the Belfast we were talking about from the Stiff Little Fingers, but the Belfast in North Christchurch. And he's at some touch games. And I think his team, the Turtles, have made it to the final. Hopefully the final's been played by now and they have won. And all things will be glory to Stu and Blair. And hopefully he's not too sad if they haven't, but I'm sure, because they're pretty strong. We were just listening to Ingrid and the Ministers with Trying and Dying. And that came out in November last year. And they are a group from Wellington. And within a couple of weeks, they'll be down here in Christchurch and they'll be playing. 14th of March, they'll be over at the Wunderbar in Littleton, another fantastic Christchurch venue which has a range of amazing acts. And if you've never been to the Wunderbar, then this would be a good opportunity for you to get along and see a fantastic young band coming out of Wellington. And if you don't want to do that, you can just listen to them, because they'll be on the show in a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to interviewing Ingrid and the band. And before that, we heard Swan Song by the Pleasure Magenta, and I've been trying today to play a range of New Zealand bands, New Zealand new music, either this coming out, some of it came out this week, was just released this week, or just in recent times, and some of them, the artists have been around for a while, in the likes of Finn Andrews. And even though he's been around for a while, that album and that track, One Piece at a Time, was quite new. And so I thought I'd play that and give everyone a bit of an eclectic listen, because you will not hear a more eclectic range of music and ideas and views and voices than on Plains FM, which is the home of community radio here in Christchurch. And you may be thinking to yourself, boy, I can do a better job than you, Cole, and maybe you can. So you should come on down. Come on down in the week and see Laura and see if you can get yourself your own spot here with your own radio show, and you can get your voice out there. And there is a range of amazing, amazing community groups who have their own shows here on Plains FM. Different ethnic groups and different language groups, and you can hear their shows in their own native language, or you can come on down and listen to a range of different music styles, or you might be into religion, and there's a range of different shows with religion as their basis. And I don't think that there is another radio station anywhere in New Zealand who would have such an amazing, eclectic list of shows. And maybe there is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Wellington or Auckland might have them. But I think that we're pretty blessed that here in Christchurch, you can just come on down to Madras Street next door to ARA, to the Broadcasting School. You can pop in and sit down at the table there and have a cup of tea and talk to Laura or Nikki about whether you can get your own show. And that would be fantastic. Now, I must admit, for all those people who are listening and who are interested in seeing or knowing where the Firebird are playing tonight, I don't know. Sorry, Rob. It's all on me, this one. I do not know where you are playing tonight. So people could probably look them up on Facebook, though. Look up Sign of the Firebird, and they will be playing around, no doubt, because Rob will have them all busy. And hopefully we can get you in again, Rob, very soon to come on the show and play some tunes and talk some stuff. I was going to tell you a quick story, though, before we go, is that we were listening to The Vales before. I was talking to Michael from Down in Splendor a couple of weeks ago when he was on the show, and he was saying he was playing in a pub in Islington in North London, and he'd just been playing his set, and he was standing at the bar, and the barmaid was talking to him and saying, you know, I don't think I could do what you're doing, you know, up there with your music and on your own and, or, you know, in front of the band. And so he got talking back to her, and her name was Sophia. And she happened to just play bass. He said, oh, do you play musical instruments? She says, I play a little bit of bass. And it was Sophia from The Vales. And I must say, having seen and heard The Vales, that she plays a little bit more than bass. I think she was being very, very humble in her comments about that. But anyway, it's getting to the end of the show. And I wanted to thank everyone for listening and hanging in there with me and putting up with just me and without Stu's calming influence that we normally have on the show. And thanks again, and I hope everyone has a fantastic week, and you can listen to us again on Thursday nights after dark if you wish, or get to the Plains FM website and listen to the podcast if you wish. And we'll see what's coming up next week, but I can tell you that in the future we have got Ingrid and the Ministers, and we also have Lyndon Puffin coming on the show. That's right, Lyndon will be back, and we're looking forward to that. But until then, I've got to say thank you very much. Have a great Saturday afternoon and evening and the rest of your weekend. And time to get up and get down and get outside, in the words of Frank Turner, and I'll see you later. Okay, bye.